The World This Week, Politics.
Donald Trump marshaled enough Republican votes in the Senate to consider a replacement for Ruth Bader Ginsburg before the election on November 3rd. Ms. Ginsburg's death gives the party a window to fill her seat on the Supreme Court with a conservative, further tipping its ideological balance to the right. Ms. Ginsburg, appointed by Bill Clinton in 1993, was accorded the honor of lying in state in the Capitol building, the first woman to do so. A grand jury found no evidence to bring charges against three policemen for the fatal shooting of Breonna Taylor, a black woman in Kentucky. Around midnight on March 13th, police burst into Taylor's flat without knocking to search for drugs. Her boyfriend, who later said he feared it was her ex-boyfriend breaking in, opened fire. The officers shot back, killing Taylor. No drugs were found. One officer who fired through blinds was charged with wantonly endangering the neighbors. After the decision, protests erupted and two officers were shot. Jeanine Añez, Bolivia's interim president, dropped out as a candidate in the presidential election due to be held on October 18th. She said she hoped her withdrawal would boost the prospects of candidates running against Luis Arce, a leftist. Peru's president, Martin Vizcarra, survived a congressional vote to impeach him. Opposition politicians sought his ouster because they claimed leaked recordings proved that he had tried to cover up ties with a folk singer known as Richard Swing, who had supported him and then received government contracts. Alexei Navalny, the main opposition leader in Russia, was discharged from the hospital in Germany where he had been treated since being poisoned with Novichok, a nerve agent in Russia. Italians voted in a referendum to cut the size of their parliament by more than a third. As cases of COVID-19 continue to soar in Spain, the government appealed to residents of Madrid to stay at home, but it stopped short of declaring a state of emergency. Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced new restrictions as the number of daily COVID-19 cases has trebled since the start of September. Last month, he was prodding workers to return to offices. Now he says they are to work from home again. Mr. Johnson urged people to act responsibly. Your mild cough can be someone else's death knell. The government announced a new scheme to safeguard jobs. Wildlife officials said that toxic algal blooms in drinking holes caused the previously unexplained deaths of more than 300 elephants in Botswana in recent months. Botswana is home to one-third of Africa's declining elephant population.